experienced him on the desert, on the way to Damascus, when the Lord God appeared to him and lightning and thunder struck him. And a voice was heard saying, "Paul, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And the man kneels down and says, "Lord, who are you?" And Jesus says, "It is Jesus whom thou persecutest." From that time, he was blinded 3 days and 3 nights. Until a man called Ananias had to come to him and restore his sight. What does that show you? It shows you a rebirth of Paul. For 3 days, his physical sight had to be blinded to give birth to a spiritual identity. That was the death of Saul and the rising up of Paul. The problem with many of us, we died as the same old person that you were, and you are rising up the same person that you are. So basically, to you, being born again is just a name, but not an experience. Because if I died with Christ, when I rise up with him, I should have a new identity. It should not be the same old person that I was yesterday. It should not be the same old person that I did. The things that I did yesterday should not be the same things I do. Apostle Paul says, the things which I used to do, I do no more. There is a new identity that has risen up inside of me. These are the things that we ought to do and to ought to believe as children of God. That the old me has to die. When I entered the water and I got baptized, it is not the resurrection of the same sinful person. There has to be a change in the inside of me. There has to be a metamorphosis. My God. Like any butterfly that starts as a caterpillar. You might have started as a caterpillar, unshapeless, with no shape, with no beauty inside of you. When people looked at you, you were disgusting and disgraceful. But you had to go to a cocoon to have a reshaping of your destiny, a remolding of who you are, so that when you come out, you may be a glorious butterfly. You were a caterpillar before that was unable to fly up high. You were crawling on the ground, struggling to go through the day. But God had to make you to go through the cocoon of what? Salvation. That you may be born again. And what comes out is not the same caterpillar that we saw some time ago. What comes out is a new butterfly. That everybody admires. The butterfly no longer eats leaves. The butterfly dwells upon flowers, dwells upon good aromas. That is what being born again simply means. How born again are you? Are you not in the same experiences you were in the past? The things that you used to do? You know, it is so possible to keep on doing you, yet coming to church and claiming you are a Christian. So simple. Because what's born again is not this flesh. But what's reborn is the spirit man inside of you. That's what the Bible says, to as many that has believed him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. Not born after the flesh, but after the spirit. Meaning what is born again is not this flesh. This flesh can still go back to its nature. Depending on who has more power. When you get baptized, you are crucifying the nature of the flesh to rise up as a spirit being. But the more sin you do, you are resurrecting the fleshly nature and killing the spirit man. That's why Paul says, beloved, this should not be so, because when we continue sinning, it is like crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ again on the cross. We now know him. We have experienced his power. We have seen where you took us from. Some of us, we should have been dead in accidents, but we realize God saved us. Some of us were supposed to be stabbed and die, but God saved us. In that beer hall, you were supposed to be HIV positive. You were supposed to be poisoned, but God saved you. It is a taboo that you should go back to that same nature that wants to kill you. The nature of the flesh has nothing. The flesh does not give life. That's what the Bible says, the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life.